You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Are you ready to rock?
Initialize sequence.
What is this, some kind of sick practical joke?
Ooh, yeah! I bet that pizza tastes good.
This is where the world of pop culture and talk
collide.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
I'm a little bit frightened of you, and I like the feeling.
This is the Adam and JP
Adam
Show.
Adam and JP Show.
Groovy.
I love geeks.
This week's Adam and JP Show brought to you by Outer Limits Comics, Outer Limits in Franklin, Tennessee, the premier comic shop for the Adam and JP Show. We go there all the time. As a matter of fact, I got a text yesterday from a friend of ours that was showing us that he was, in fact, at Outer Limits.
Oh, yeah.
Sending us pictures from inside Outer Limits
right.
And stuff.
So, they have some Adam and JP free swag gear. It's there.
A card?
Yeah, yeah.
If you want an official card,
yeah,
go there.
A nice paper product.
Yeah. There's one there for you waiting.
Yeah, for free.
At Outer Limits in Franklin. So, Adam, it's a bit of a special episode.
It is.
Yeah, we have a friend with us.
It's usually a two-man
show. Actually, we
show.
Have friends with us.
We do. A semi-crowd-ish.
Yeah. I'm a little nervous, to be honest.
Don't be nervous.
I mean, we don't do this in front of people.
And the garage is open. There are random strangers crossing the street for reasons we'll talk about
later.
We'll
talk about that coming up.
Yeah.
But our friend Gareth,
mm-hmm.
who traveled all the way from Australia just to be on the show.
Yeah, only reason.
Is that true?
It is true. It is very much true, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, thanks for being on.
Yeah, welcome.
No, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So you're on holiday.
I am, yes, holiday, 3 weeks holiday.
That's a nice holiday.
Yeah.
Visiting the States.
Yes.
See, I'm trying to sound like I know what I'm talking about.
You're trying to. I'm glad you were here
holiday,
for the 4th
States.
Of July. He was here for the Independence Day.
It was, yep. Yeah.
Oh,
didn't get to set off any fireworks, unfortunately, but
yeah. Oh, wow.
Heard them, though. Yeah.
Really? You saw me. So you saw some?
We did. Yeah, we're down in Memphis. So,
oh yeah, yeah.
Heard them. Could have been fireworks. Could have been gunshots.
Right.
You never know these days. So this is. You've been here like 2 weeks now, right?
2 weeks. Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. So 1 week left.
And when was the first time you visited the United States? Because you grew up in Australia.
Yes.
Like,
yeah. Born and bred.
And,
yeah.
And what part?
I was born and bred in Melbourne, so down south in Victoria.
Right.
Yeah, and then moved up to Queensland, to Brisbane, and then now I'm living in Sydney. So
nice.
Yeah, but the first time I came to the States was 2003.
Wow.
And I think this is my 13th trip to the States.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. It's
wow.
Definitely
that is some travel.
Yeah.
The transportation, the flight doesn't bother you anymore? It's a long flight, right?
Drugs are a hell of a thing. So. Yeah, sleeping pills you're out for the 14 hours.
Really?
So, which, yeah.
Huh.
14 hours from Sydney to LA and then another 4 hours across here to Nashville.
I should try that. I go to Hawaii soon. It's a 10 or 11 hour flight.
Yeah.
I should try some.
It's only a little bit further.
Yeah, so. I should try some sleeping pills.
So do you get up and walk around when you're on the plane? I mean, you have to.
You have to, yeah. Or else I usually get up once or twice, but yeah. If not, DVT can be a major player. So
that's deep vein thrombosis.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Blood clots.
Yes.
I told you they're real.
Potential killer.
Is that an elevation thing or what?
No.
I think it's just the pressure of. Yeah.
Really? Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So yeah, and if you don't move, there's little videos on the TV.
Really?
That tell you to get up and move around and give you little exercises and stuff to do. So,
I will. I will do that.
Yeah.
Wow. Please do.
I can't just sleep and play Hearthstone for 10 hours straight?
No, you can't. Well, I mean, you could.
If you want.
So the newness has worn off visiting the United States at this point, I would imagine.
Yeah, I'd still love coming here, obviously. That's, I said, 13th trip. Yeah, I still enjoy every minute of being here.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Now, your first trip, was this the area that you came to, the southeast,
first
middle
trip,
Tennessee?
I was here for 6 weeks and traveled with my sister, and we had a two-for-one deal on Amtrak.
Uh-huh.
And just traveled around on Amtrak. So,
that's awesome.
Yeah, hit up Chicago, New York, Orlando,
wow.
Houston, New Orleans.
So let me get this straight. You are from Australia.
Yeah.
You travel to the United States and do something I've dreamt of doing my entire life.
Yeah.
And that is just ride the rails across the country.
Yeah.
Like a Willie Nelson song.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done anything close to that.
No, I've never done anything that cool in
the
my
whole,
life.
The whole West Coast is it's just foreign to me.
A mystery.
Yeah, I've never been.
Yeah.
I want to go to California. You said you love it.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
It's the only place I've visited that I would move.
Really?
In a heartbeat, I'd move to California. Yeah. So if you guys want to go,
we
can pack up the car and go.
Yeah, let's go. Road trip.
We can grab an Amtrak.
Yeah.
Ooh. I'm just curious, like, growing up in Australia
mm-hmm.
and then visiting the United States.
Yeah.
And 2003 wasn't that long ago.
No.
So were there any, like, misconceptions you had about visiting, and or like, hey, this is actually cooler than I thought it would be, or I thought America would be a lot better than this.
No, I was blown away. Every trip, it just gets better and better. I don't know what the draw is. I think it's just because we're heavily influenced by like American TV, American movies, all that sort of stuff. So coming over, you're like, oh, this is that. Sort of the norm to you is still a novelty to me. So still enjoy every minute of it. But
that's awesome.
Yeah, and like I said, discover something new every time I come. And different seasons come with different things.
Right.
And yeah, like summer, you got s'mores and
and I guess it's a plus that. You know, none of the animals will, at least not many of the animals or insects here, try to kill you.
No, we do. What is it? The top 10 venomous snakes in the world, we have 8 of them. So,
wow. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Snakes, Adam. Wow. Yeah. Snakes.
Wow.
Then we can move into the spiders that, they'll kill you.
They're
as well.
Big, right? Like the big spiders?
Yeah, the huntsman, which is like, it's probably out.
It's a good cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but they're not venomous or anything. They're just annoying. They just hang around.
Just made me shriek like a little girl.
Yeah. They just hang around.
Well, welcome once again to the show.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
We're so glad to have you here this week.
No, it's a pleasure to be here.
And Gareth and I took a little trip last week.
You did. Thanks for inviting me.
You were invited.
You did, didn't you? Yeah.
You were invited.
He did.
I'm sleeping in. I can't go.
It's actually at work. Thank you.
I got to go play Pokemon Go.
That just happened yesterday.
So we went to a couple of collector stores.
Yes.
And Gareth impressed me.
Yeah.
I was impressed instantly because we go to a collector store and he's eyeballing a Rocketeer bust statue.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I find out you're a huge Rocketeer fan.
Yeah.
Really?
Massive, yeah. Ever since the Disney movie.
Yeah.
Huge fan.
Me
so
too, yeah. That's cool.
Even like the Sideshow Collectibles released a couple of years ago, I think it was, like the bust, the statue of it. Yeah. Got
nice.
That. Got mates that come around and like, what is that? I'm like, it's the you've never seen the Rocketeer? Like, and they're like, no.
So I've got to ask the inevitable question. I mean, it's going to be remade soon, I'm sure, right? If that happened, would you be for that, against that? Would you rather have a remake or a sequel? Tell me that. Rocketeer 2 or the Rocketeer
a,
with
a
someone?
Sequel, because you think so? Yeah, I don't want to improve on that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I mean, what's dropping next week?
Oh, goes, right.
You know,
right.
So yeah, it's going to be the same.
I'm psyched. Let's say that. Psyched can be negative or
are
positive.
Are we talking about the BFG?
No.
No, that was this week.
The GBs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you going to be here in the States?
I will be, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll see if I can drag someone along to see it.
Yeah.
Are we talking about Amy, who's back here in the corner, who's not saying anything?
Yes, that'd be the one.
Amy, last chance if you don't want to get in on this. Look how great this is.
This is fun.
Isn't this the magic you imagined it would be?
I'm going to get chewed out for that later.
But I'm excited for Ghostbusters. I think it'll be... I don't know. I don't want to say it.
Yeah.
Because I was excited for Independence Day Resurgence as well. And the 2 out of 3 of us at the table here have seen that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming up on Tuesday, you talk about your experience.
Well, yeah, yeah. Do you want to give us your quick tidbits on that?
They probably shouldn't have. I think I was saying to you that in the movie that we had 20 years to prepare for this, and like I keep saying, they had 20 years to write a better script.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that didn't happen.
Yeah.
It's kind of how you felt, right?
Yeah. I gave him a little more detail.
Yeah.
And Tuesday's show coming up here, and it was, I gave him some tidbits, and he didn't like it so much.
That's so disappointing.
There were some parts he said that would be a ridiculous plot point that is the actual plot point.
I know.
Yeah.
That's what disappointed me the most.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the comic culture
and
how it, kind of travels from here in the United States to Australia. As you said, now, especially in the world that we live in, we're all connected.
Yeah.
You know, new stuff that, like we were talking, I think Ghostbusters is being released the exact same day.
Yeah.
Across the world.
Yeah.
Next week. So it's not as big a deal now, I guess, as it would have been 20, 25 years ago.
Mm.
So you were telling me when we were at Outer Limits Comics in Franklin, Tennessee.
Great store.
Plug.
that finding like back issues and older issues, especially like Golden and Silver Age stuff, is near impossible.
Really?
Pretty much,
in Australia.
Yeah, in Melbourne there's a couple of stores, but you really have to hunt for them. They're not really well known. I don't know how they survived this long, but if you hunt for them, you can find them. But most of them, they've just got the new stuff, and as soon as that goes,
I just wonder if physical distribution wasn't as far spread out back then, I guess, or what's the deal with that?
Not sure, to be honest. Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, it's boomed lately. Yeah. It's taken off in the last probably 5 years.
Because of the actual Marvel Cinematic Universe,
yeah,
maybe.
I think so, yeah.
Worldwide reach.
And also all the merchandise and that's coming out. There's a couple of stores that really cash in on it.
Because you think about the origin of comic heroes in general, it's very United States-based, so it makes sense for not to be too widespread out there. I mean, Superman's always had that patriotic feel, Captain America since World War. I mean, it's not very other country style, you know what I mean? So it makes sense. It does.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we've always been sort of heavily influenced, so we've had that
right
out there. But it's only in the last sort of, like I said, 5 years that it's really taken off. So,
Is there any local comics or characters that maybe here in the United States we should be put in touch with?
Like, there is a Captain Britain, I know that. Yeah. Is there anything kind of like that, like localized for Australia?
They may have made one about Steve Irwin, but I didn't see it. But,
I saw the Collision Course, the movie in theaters, by the way. I'll stand by that.
Yeah.
Huge fan.
Our big comic expo, which is Supernova, which travels around city to city, there's a lot of sort of underground comics and stuff like that, and up and coming artists and all that sort of stuff. So that's their sort of opportunity to plug it and all that sort of stuff. Uh-huh. And that's fairly good, but I haven't really seen much sort of coming out.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I think that's where we're going. I think you will start to see because, I mean, you know, the American entertainment influence on the world is historic.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes from, I think, the golden age of comics and Hollywood, when really they were the only ones doing stuff like that. And so it only makes sense that it would influence the worldwide entertainment audience. But now, as we move forward and populations increase worldwide, and you know, what was I reading? Like, by next year, China will be the biggest movie audience.
Really?
It'll no longer be the United States. Wow. China will be the world's biggest movie-going audience. So I'm very curious to see what kind of influences, A, that will have on the entertainment produced in America. Mm-hmm. And I really want to see, you know, I would love to see, like, an Australian comic along that crosses, you know cultures and borders, and we get excited about.
Yeah, I think the whole sort of draw, again, with Supernova, it's becoming, every year, it's becoming increasingly popular to the point that now there's a lot of cosplay that's going on there, have competition. And I think it went from sort of one day, now it's going to 3 days.
Nice.
And depending on which city it is, it's bigger and better every year.
And have you been to those yet, to Supernova?
I have, I went to one in Brisbane last year. Uh-huh. So, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
So, like I said, they're just getting bigger and bigger, which is...
Yeah, it's booming here. I mean, just in the past 5 years, we've been attending those. I mean, it's just blowing out of the water.
Yeah.
I mean, just this area in general, the Nashville area, used to be one or two small ones a year now, almost every single month within like a 50-mile radius, you can find one.
I think the first one I went to was in like a hall at the showgrounds somewhere.
Right,
and the one I went to last year was in the convention center. So that's sort of, and that was only over like, again, 4 or 5 years. So it's sort of, again, it's just grown and grown.
Yeah,
so.
And I mean, this state here, 10 years ago, the only conventions were glorified yard sales or flea markets, you know?
Yeah.
And now, like you said, they're packing out convention centers.
Yeah. I think the internet as well has like played a big part, especially for that, like, because you've got online comics, you've got all that sort of stuff, a lot of access to purchasing all the merchandise that goes along with it as well.
Right,
so
Because you were telling me also that the market, especially the aftermarket, on things like comics and statues, is ridiculous.
Oh, the markup is unbelievable. Which, like, I was saying to you that I'll go into a store and be like, oh yeah, I'll just check on go and buy it online. It's just, so even with postage, some things it's easier just to buy it online and get it sent out to you. So, oh, that's what I've done with most of my sort of statues and figures and stuff like that. So,
wow. I've heard stories in media in general for Australia. They're pretty heavy with the ban hammer. They'll ban comics and video games. Maybe not comics, but video games are
video
have a pretty
games,
hardcore.
I mean, we only got the R rating, I think it was probably 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Three, and previous to that, I had to buy sort of I think it was Grand Theft Auto from New Zealand because they didn't have any kind of rating system there, so they didn't have it shipped over. And
Is that ban hammer kind of heavy on comics like that? I mean, there are some pretty hardcore comics now, some Deadpool stuff, some Punisher stuff, pretty explicit.
I think that's kind of like gone unnoticed sort of thing. Yeah. So and with the with the rating system there, the classification system, it's all changing every other day.
Gotcha.
But I think like with comics and that, it's sort of like I said, it's gone unnoticed to a degree. So.
Yeah. We may have a special little tidbit in Gamer's Corner later on for some banned games from Australia. That may just happen.
Oh, really?
That may just happen.
Oh.
I've done a little research this week.
You're teasing your own segment.
I've done a little research.
Wow, what a lead-in.
I'm interested,
So what did you grow up on? I mean, you know, what did you read? What did you watch?
Was movies. Yeah, just all about movies like, you know, Back to the Future, Indiana Jones, the original Ghostbusters, all that sort of stuff. So yeah, just to sit there and, you know, as a kid, just keep watching movies over and over and over again.
Wouldn't it be funny if you said Mad Max, Crocodile Dundee?
Kangaroo Jack.
I forgot about Kangaroo Jack.
It's a good one. It's a classic.
Never seen it.
Yeah.
So what do you read now? I know you grabbed some of the New 52 stuff, some of the trade paperbacks.
Yeah, I grabbed some of those, yeah. And the Deadpool, I think it was Deadpool, The Marriage of Deadpool, that. So heavily into that. So pretty much anything here that I can get my hands on, I'll just read into. But yeah, a lot of DC stuff, massive sort of Batman fan, so getting into that. A lot of Harlequin, looking forward to the upcoming Suicide Squad, which
a month out now, right?
A month. And it's got Margot Robbie, she's Australian,
that's right.
There you go.
That's one thing I can say about Australian actors and actresses.
We slip them in.
Fantastic. Like they have the best American accents ever. Hugh Jackman for a decade, I had no idea. I saw him on a late night show. I'm like, wow, he is hardcore Australian.
That's true. Like 9 times out of 10, you can tell an American doing an accent. That's clearly an American doing a phony accent.
And it's usually terrible,
of some
sort. But Australians have better accents of Americans than Americans do.
Yeah. Have you ever practiced an American accent?
Oh, let's hear it.
Just a little bit. Come on, say anything you want.
Yeah. Oh, I'm trying to think. What was my southern? I had a southern one. Well, I was in Walmart the other day, and a woman walked past me. She's like, "They had folding chairs for $10." And I just kept. I walked straight out. I was like, "Oh, I can't."
That was good.
That was awesome.
That was good and very realistic. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
I actually bought 2 folding chairs because that was a good deal.
My Australian kind of goes into British territory. I can't do it. It goes back and forth.
Oh, let's hear it.
No, I'm all right. It's all good. It's all good. Very, very good job on the American accent.
That was awesome. Amy, how are you holding up there? You sure you don't want in on this?
It's an open mic. It's an
we can deal you in easy.
Open mic night. Reject.
Otherwise, she's a chatterbox. You can't shut her up.
I know, right?
That's crazy.
I'm just joking. Well, Gareth was kind enough to do something for us.
Oh, yeah?
Did you get in trouble for this?
No, I slipped it in. I had to slip it in past customs.
Right.
That's why we're not using last names.
Yes.
You actually brought some Vegemite.
I did.
And I'm a dumb American, so my only history of Vegemite is from the
Minute Work.
You've tried this before, right?
I've never seen the squeeze tube like we have here. I've tried the actual jar with the screw top. Mm-hmm.
That's how, because the under X-ray, it looks like a toothpaste tube. Wow. So slip it in the toiletries bag and bring it in through.
Wow.
And customs are none the wiser.
There you go.
Sir, that's not a toothpaste. That's my preparation age. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's my preparation age bottle.
It's worse when you have to put on a toothbrush and actually, no, really, that shit. It's like, okay,
brush your teeth with it, buddy. Now, I was surprised to learn, who is this actually? Vegemite is a brand name.
Yes. Yeah. Made by Kraft.
Made by Kraft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those Kraft bastards got their fingers in everything.
Kraft bastards. That's a good band name.
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the stage, the Kraft bastards.
They got folding chairs for $5.
Once again, that accent was better than what you just did.
That's
you
true.
See what I'm saying?
And I'm from here.
Yeah.
That should have just been my voice. So, is there like off-brand Vegemite that you can buy?
There is.
Like Valumite or something like that?
Well, Valumite.
Well, it was because Kraft was an Australian, then it was bought out.
Really?
And then there was a guy back home called Dick Smith who was a heavy ambassador for Australia, and he bought out Aussiemite.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so yeah,
wow.
It wasn't the same. Yeah.
Really?
And then there's
plugged it in.
There's a British equivalent to this.
Marmite. Mm-hmm. That's horrible.
That shit.
Yeah, that tastes like hell. Don't eat Marmite.
Is it the same concept? The same vitamin, mineral rich, protein,
yeast extract.
Tasty,
the bottom
extract.
Of the beer barrel. Yeah. I mean, scraped off. Sell it so well.
It's like a sodium filled plankton paste.
So Garrett, would you run home from school and say, "Mom, I want a Vegemite sandwich"?
Yeah, it would be in my lunchbox for school. Cheese and Vegemite sandwich every day.
It's like their Ovaltine. Have you ever had Ovaltine?
Yes.
It's protein and vitamin rich again, but tastes like butt juice. Yeah.
How do you know that?
I just, what I hear.
I've heard.
Yeah. A friend
because after you try the Vegemite, you're trying this.
Yeah. Yeah.
A lot of sodium, I see.
Oh, yeah.
It's
very salty.
Yeah, you won't get cramps.
That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, those kind of cramps.
So yeah, are you going to try this here?
I'm going to try it.
How are you going to do that?
It's mostly yeast, apparently, right?
Pure yeast.
Don't read the ingredients.
It's best if you don't.
Rule 1 of Vegemite Club is don't read the ingredients.
It's mostly yeast and salt.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like a good pizza.
Everything a grown lad
needs.
It's a
good pizza paste.
But it's full of vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
B1, B2, B3.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And apparently a sponsor of the Rio Olympics.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, well. Yeah,
team partner.
Are you gonna go-gurt this thing and just like squeeze it from the bottom? How are you going to do it?
Oh, hell no. If you want to follow along, you can hashtag beat the mighty drum.
Right.
Oh, MITEY.
Get it?
Mighty,
yep.
Hashtag beat the mighty drum.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here we go. I'm going to try this.
Okay. So
you're going to
go
start small.
Pinky first? Do a pinky dab.
Yeah. I'm just going to do a little.
I should have brought you like a Q-tip.
First of all, it doesn't look like I thought it would.
I told you, like a preparation H-tube kind of.
No. I mean, like the texture of it.
Oh, yeah. Once again, the
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
It looks like charcoal.
It's pretty much. Mm-hmm. It's like a nice finger paint. Now, from the jar I've used, that was more of a, not gelatinous, but a little more dense than the actual jar, it seems, right? Yeah. So it's a different texture from what I'm used to.
Yeah.
All right. So, you guys waiting on me?
Yeah.
You should have wanted on it?
I can do a play-by-play if you want. So right
Amy,
now,
have you had this?
What, right now?
No, you haven't had it, or no, you're not going to try it. Just no. Stop talking to
We popped the seal just minutes ago. Here's the pre-Vegemite bubble I see here.
So my wife tried this.
Ooh, man. That. Mm.
And she, wait, you okay?
I just got a hit of that. Mm. The fan just hit me in the face.
That's good.
And she didn't. That smells like home.
That's a smell of victory right there.
For him,
yeah.
This is like you smelling peanut butter.
No.
That's it.
Because I imagine he likes peanut butter too, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
For him, this is.
Grape.
Have
you ever had
you smelling a Kit Kat bar?
Have you ever had a Vienna sausage?
No.
Oh, we should have had a Vegemite for Vienna trade off.
Oh.
Man.
No. Yeah, that's like a lose lose.
No, no.
Well, I don't know. This could be delicious.
You've had a Vienna sausage? Yeah. What? Oh, wow. I'm the minority of the Viennas here.
Okay. I've had it. I just don't like
that's
it.
A good
is that too much?
No, that's a good dab. That's a good
dab. Oh, you went
straight in.
Oh, straight to. There was no. Oh, man. He went straight in the mouth. Talk. What do you feel on your tongue? Talk me through this.
Yeah, it's a.
It's
wow.
You haven't passed out yet.
Yeah.
So.
It's got like a.
Are your lips always that green?
What?
Nothing.
I'll be right back. It's got like a. It's almost like a licorice.
Like a
taste,
yeah.
But
yeah,
a
but
licorice texture to
and
it.
And he went straight. He went straight to the. I'm
I
proud of him for that.
Don't
play
in.
Around.
Yeah.
There's no.
I'm regretting it right now, but I don't play around.
It'll probably burn for a little bit, but. Yeah.
It's very salty.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, I would not be a fan of that on a daily basis.
You're gonna keep that down? Yeah.
Like, you would run home and just, I can't wait to
and
eat
this.
And
breakfast as well, have it on toast.
Nah, I still smell it in your breath.
What?
Oh. Talk to me coldly, not hotly.
Hold on a second.
Yeah, wash that down. Oh, man. That is some stout stuff.
Yeah.
So good. You always have that on toast? Never, mm-hmm. I mean, okay.
Oh, you can have it just on bread or whatever. And the best thing with the squeeze tube, because I've been having it on a bagel.
Yeah.
And you can just circle it around and yep, jump straight in.
The only equivalent, only American equivalent. What?
I'm good.
I love Vegemite.
I bet you do.
I think I smell it on the microphone.
I know, I'm telling you, it's the Vegemite bounce back.
Wow, that is. Oh, it has an aftertaste for sure.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get to Gamer's Corner.
Yeah.
The only American equivalent I can even think of would be like anchovies, maybe.
Yeah, you were saying
that's what. Yeah, because it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. When your wife tried it earlier, I asked if she liked anchovies. She said she didn't like those. I tried to avert that, but it's pretty. It's like an anchovy paste. It really is.
Yeah, that's.
Which, if you look at the ingredients, I believe of A1 steak sauce, if you've ever tried that, one of the main ingredients is anchovy
anchovies.
Paste.
Yeah.
So that's got a. That's like concentrated steak sauce.
No, it's
no?
not.
Not
no,
so much.
It's
like,
not.
A, like a steak paste, like a staste.
Maybe.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I certainly appreciate you, almost putting yourself on the no-fly list.
Mm-hmm. That's fine. I do what I can.
Wow.
Well, I will enjoy that for years to come.
Since I'm sure that tree will last you for
years.
Does
that have an expiration
date,
or does it kind of get better with
no,
age?
No, God, no. That'll outlive religion.
Oh, man.
That's quite terrible.
I think if you put it on some meat. How is it on meat? Just strictly bread. Strictly
just bread,
on breads.
Bread,
okay.
Cheese. Yeah.
Oh, cheese.
Yeah,
like
cheese and
nice
Vegemite
cheese
sandwich.
Dip.
Mm-hmm.
You were drinking a lot of drinks over there.
Yeah. It's
is it time for a break?
Nah, we're good. Keep going.
Give it a minute.
It's like a hot pepper. It gets worse with time.
Yeah, it is.
It's like it isn't so bad.
And that's what JP passed out. So is there anything that when you came to America, like I'd say like around the 2003,
mm-hmm.
was there a food here that you couldn't wait to try that when you tried it, you were like, oh, that's terrible?
Taco Bell?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although I do like their quesadillas, but yeah, I had one of their extra large stuffed burritos once, and I had it just before a flight between LA and New York.
Well, that was a mistake.
Yeah, got about probably over the Midwest, and I was hurting.
Yeah,
I was getting up walking around so to avoid DVT.
Yeah,
so. I'll use that excuse anyway.
So no Taco Bell in Australia.
There used to be one.
Really?
Yeah, but they got rid of it. And it's actually right next to where the first Krispy Kreme was.
The first one in Australia?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
That's my place.
So, and just next to that, there might be one of two Hooters that are in Australia. So
wherever this place is, if I come to Australia, I want to go to that section that you just talked about there.
Mm-hmm.
Where there's about a Hooters, Krispy Kreme, and
Hooters. Taco Bell.
Just to hit the trifecta up right there.
And there's an Outback Steakhouse there as well. Which is weird.
We have like a Logan's or things like that here. It's just like... Tennessee food.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
Yeah, but it's like the commercials aren't like a hillbilly. Come on down to Logan.
We've got some of those places like that.
I guess we
Cracker
do,
Barrel.
Actually.
You sit outside in your rocking chair playing big giant chess before you go on your sausage and gravy. Come on.
Yeah, do you love Cracker Barrel?
I have not been to Cracker Barrel yet.
Oh,
I know.
That is.
I guarantee you, you go to Cracker Barrel, you're going to enjoy it more than Vegemite.
Oh, no, man. You should go in the wintertime. They have a big fireplace.
It's
a thing. You almost always have a waiting time for... subpar, mediocre food, but at the same time, they have like this nice gift shop with overpriced toys and bad puzzles of Dolly Parton. It's good stuff.
Dolly Parton puzzle.
Yeah, I've seen many.
The first time we went to Outback Steakhouse, I was like, what is a bloomin' onion?
Really?
Like, don't you have the... No, that was the first time I've
been lied to my whole life. I've been lied to my whole life.
You thought a bloomin' onion was authentic Australian cuisine?
No.
And then I hear the guy on the commercial that does the really bad Australian accent. He's like, "Troy, a blooming onion." I'm like, why is he talking like that? And what is a blooming onion?
And why does everyone have a boomerang? What's up with this?
Wow. I thought that was a thing there. Is that strictly? Now, why can't a KFC jump on that blooming onion train then? If it's not Australian, make it American.
It is American. Just like Taco Bell.
Yeah, I guess so.
Let's go through some of the summer movies because we always talk about our thoughts on things. What do you think? What do you think of Batman v Superman?
Be honest. We have no right or wrong answers here.
Oh no, there are wrong answers.
That was possibly the worst 3 hours.
Yeah.
That I spent in.
Are you like this man here going to jump on the 3.5 hour bandwagon?
No.
Try that movie. Yeah.
No.
He's going to put himself through that again.
I'm going to do it.
Why would you do that? Never again.
I don't know. I'm curiosity.
It's the exact same terrible 3 hours plus 30 more bad minutes.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm going to do it.
At least just Redbox it. Don't buy the thing. Don't support
you
that.
You can't Redbox the ultimate cut.
You can't Redbox
that? I don't think so. I don't think it's going to be available.
Can you rent it digitally?
Yes.
Do that.
I could do that. I'll do that.
Don't support
it. Oh, yeah. I'm not going to buy it.
Man, okay.
What are you thinking?
I don't know. If you see it for $10 on Blu-ray, it's yours.
Captain America Civil War?
Awesome.
Yeah.
And I love that. So.
See, he's got all the right answers so far.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, just the airport fight scene alone.
Which we saw a few nights ago. I won't say how that happened, but we watched it again. What? Went to the theater.
No, you didn't.
I had to show him the American theaters here.
What? hey, we have some gifts for you.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
What?
Don't get excited.
Nice bottle of Vegemite. Here you go.
A tube of Vegemite.
Congratulations. Yeah. It's Vegemite. Just some of the stuff from the Adam and JP show stash. Here's a fantastic from The Amazing Spider-Man, which is Adam's favorite Spider-Man movie.
So far.
It's the web cannon with missile launching action Spider-Man.
That's pretty sweet.
Oh yeah.
Are you a big Spider-Man fan?
Thank you so much. I am. Yeah, and I'm looking forward to the next one as well.
Oh, Homecoming, that'd be fantastic.
Yeah.
Just the taste that we got from Civil War was awesome. So.
Yeah.
I think that's in production right now, right?
Yeah, it just started a few weeks ago.
Yeah, I think so. And also micro mugs. If you love the micro mugs, then you're gonna have to open it up and see who it is.
Oh, I love the old mystery boxes.
Yeah, it's a mystery box. It could be Nick Fury, Captain America, Hawkeye, Iron Man, Hulk, Thor.
Well, he's Australian.
That's true. Yeah.
A different Captain America, Loki, Red Skull. There's all sorts
of
choices.
Could be anyone. Wow.
So go ahead and crack open your micro mugs.
Yeah. It's just 4 and up, so it's.
Do you remember the bigger version, the Mighty Mugs? I think the pop figures just took those out of the market, didn't they?
Yeah, because Mighty Mugs were really popular
for about a year. They were huge.
Yeah, and then you're right. The pop figures came along.
Yeah, the vinyl stuff just took it away.
Anticipation.
I know, it's killing me.
There we go. Perfect. Little Captain America.
There we go.
There you go.
That's fitting.
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
greatly appreciated.
Nice.
I feel bad now. You've got me that, and all I bought was Vegemite.
No, no, it's a good trade-off.
It's really... My colon appreciates it.
You have a nice figure to take home. He's got a stomach ache. It's a good trade-off. Even trade.
He's got heartburn for later tonight. You bring me. Have you got some Pepto Bismol?
Anchovy some burps for days to come. It's all right.
Adam and JP Show stickers and cards to take to your friends.
Spread the word.
Tell them they can be the 10th listener to this podcast.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
And show their love.
I'll secretly place them in some stores back home.
There we go.
There you go. So, I like the sound of that.
I like it.
Maybe put one of those on someone's car.
So, yeah, the podcast culture in Australia, is that a thing? I mean,
it is. It's
in the past 5 years here, I mean, almost every single city has a major podcast, mm-hmm. it seems. So it's kind of taken off in Australia as well.
Yeah. I'm listening to a lot of the ones over here. Yeah. And there's a couple back home I listen to, which is a lot of radio shows that cut all the commercials out, so you got like a 2-3 hour radio show, just drops it right down.
We do that when we were on the radio for a bit.
But you know, there's a lot of people, and you know, because they just go to the gym, chuck the headphones on, and
Have you ever thought about doing your own podcast? I talked to everyone about it.
No, you should, to be honest.
Really, it's fun and semi easy, and you just really, this is the best first appearance on a podcast I've ever seen. Really, wouldn't you agree?
Other than mine.
Most people first time on the podcast, they don't have it.
They don't tend not to talk.
You've got it, man. He's got it.
Yeah, you're doing great, Amy.
No,
not so much.
We should do this every time, even if someone else isn't here. We should act like we have a crowd. Like, well, you want to come and talk? No, it's all right. Every
we
time,
could just be making it up.
This is awesome. I like this idea.
See how easy it is. You could do this.
All it is a conversation with a microphone. It's no big deal.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, when you said you found out when we talked and you're going to come over and be on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Did you think you'd just be sitting in my garage?
I did. I honestly thought I'd just be sitting in the corner and just like watching.
That's all it is.
Sitting here at a card table.
Yeah.
But I think it was the first time when I saw you both together. This is weird to hear. I'm like, this is super weird. Because normally you're either in my ears on, you know, when I'm on the treadmill
If you want, Adam can just call you randomly.
That's true. We do the three-way phone call. Is three-way phone call still a thing? We can do that.
A three-way phone call.
I put phone call in there so it's not weird. Is a three-way still a thing? Is that 2015? I don't know.
I don't know. I think it's like 1997. Hey, here's where we're all going to get beepers, okay?
Yeah.
No, we could do that. I think, yes, you can do.
I imagine a three-way call to Australia may be pricey.
I think it's called a conference call now.
Really?
Mm. Yeah.
You should have one of those fancy like triangle phones on the card table. Or we could just use Skype. How about that?
Or FaceTime.
Gareth, what does our numbers look like? Well, we have folding chairs for $5.
Was it $10? $5?
Was it $10?
$5. Yeah, 10 for 2.
Oh, 10 for 2.
Yeah.
That's not a bad deal.
Mm.
It is the rollback price, you know.
She seemed impressed.
I'm sure. I won't ask that.
Don't go down that road.
Are people as big in Australia as they are here?
There's no way.
That's got to be one of those things. Like when you come over here and you're like, wow, everybody's fat.
Because we're aware that Americans are fat. We're aware of this.
We're catching up.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it because of the bad American influence of restaurants and that almost lazy culture we bring over?
Bloomin' onions.
Right.
I think we're, don't quote me on it, but I think we're like third per capita.
Really?
I mean, we've got 22 million, I think it is, population. Yeah. But, yeah, no, we're getting there.
And I think even in America, it's a cultural thing for that. I think the majority of obese percentages in the South is different than the North. Like in New York City, I doubt there are many, you know, big people there that walk the streets compared to here. We just kind of
it seems like there is a lot of walking around Sydney, Melbourne.
Yeah.
I noticed, I mean, my experience on the West Coast, I'm a big Disney fan, so you go to Disneyland and, you know, getting bumped in when you're in the queue for the rides.
We'll hover around and things, yeah.
Yeah, with the, you know, mobility devices and stuff like that. And, yeah, it's sort of...
It's like Wall-E.
That's exactly
it's exactly, that's where it's headed, yeah.
Yeah.
When you go, that is what surprises me about Disney World. When we go, is that they have designated, like, huge parking areas for hover rounds.
Yeah.
And it's not all elderly people who have trouble walking. It's mostly obese people who just don't want to walk.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because anybody can rent them.
Like we're saying, that the park's designed to flow, and you don't really notice it, but it's all designed to flow the crowds around, and now they're using it as, you know, like little racetracks for their...
Yeah. They're hovering devices around the parks.
Nitrous.
Having little races and stuff.
Space Mountain's closing in 5.
5 miles an hour.
So what's coming up in Gamers Corner?
Like I said, quite a bit of Australian news. Not Australian news. There are a lot of virtual reality games that came out this past week for the PC. We'll talk about those. Maybe some banned Australian games. And quite a few games we know and love that were actually developed from Australian video game teams. A lot of Australia talk.
It's Australia week.
It is.
we'll do Gamers Corner.
Next.
Hi, this is Siri. I would never, never, ever listen to the Earth Station 1 podcast. Who the heck says howdy anyway? Why don't you listen to Chris Hardwick instead? I can get you his information. The Nerdist is everywhere anyway, haha. That was a joke. The Earth Station 1 podcast. It's time to let your inner geek out to play. You can find them at www.earthstation1.com or up on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found. Peace, and we're done.
Grab your joystick.
This game is an atrocity.
It's time for Gamer's Corner.
I think it'll make a person become insane.
Gamer's Corner brought to you this week by Grand Ole Game Room Expo. It happens November 11th to the 13th in luxurious Nashville, Tennessee. That's going to be Friday, November 11th to Sunday, November 13th. More info now at grandoleexpo.com. This is the first big Nashville Arcade and Pinball Expo in the Music City. We're excited to be part of this.
It's pretty awesome. I'm excited. Have you been to an arcade expo yet, Garrett?
No, I haven't.
Oh, man.
But I've always wanted, it's one of those things I've always wanted to buy was I saw it years ago, an Indiana Jones pinball machine.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think they run back home about $5,000-$6,000.
Yeah,
they
even here. They're, yeah.
Yeah.
Next time you come down, we've got to kind of time that out around an arcade expo. I'm telling you, they're fantastic here. It's amazing.
Or Dragon Con.
Or Dragon Con. Yeah, yeah, no.
You can come back in September, right? Come on.
Yeah, I mean,
it's like a 13-hour, what's it, BDT you get if you don't walk DBT. Around? Oh, yeah, sorry.
DDP?
DDP? DDT?
GrandOleExpo.com. You can get tickets and also book your room at the gorgeous Marriott Cool Springs and game all weekend long with us because we'll be out there.
Yeah, pretty exciting. Old arcade games, pinball machines, and classic consoles. Can't beat it.
Hey, look, it's Adam.
Hey, look, it's me. We have a lot of gaming new releases and gaming news this week like we always do, but it's a special week, you know. This is Australia week. That's what we have here. I'm going to start off with a lot of virtual reality games for the new releases, so hang with me because... I remember when the Wii first came out and they had those terrible shovelware games of the motion control games that weren't really good. They were just kind of showing off technology. That's what's happening with virtual reality right now.
So, well, I mean, you know.
You've got to show off what you can do.
Probably going to give the way of the Wii. But
oh, come on.
Virtual reality has always been a gimmick. Let's be honest.
You've played
it. I know. Look, I'm telling you. I did love the...
The Oculus Rift.
Oculus Rift. Yeah. But still, it's kind of a gimmick.
Have you had a chance, Gareth, before we get to play any virtual reality?
No, not yet.
Now, you have this idea and this concept of virtual reality, how it's kind of cheesy and gimmicky and Lawnmower Man, 1995.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's different now, man. You're there. You feel it. You smell it. Speaking of smelling it, The Smell of Death is a game for the virtual reality for the Oculus Rift. It's a first-person horror game, if you're into that kind of thing, for the PC. You going to play that one? Anyone? No? You cracked it already? On the first one?
Sorry, I was thirsty.
The first game gets a crack.
I had some Vegemite earlier.
Vegemite, yeah, you want it? Yeah.
It's still kind of tingling.
Just wait until you hear in your ear? You're pointing your ear.
In the back here. It's my thyroid's on fire.
I got you. Wait until you hear this list. You're going to want to save that crack for later. such as, you know, if you go to a big carnival or a fair or a festival, they have that little circular orb you sit inside and they release it and the bungee cord shoots you in the air and it's called a slingshot.
Uh-huh.
You can buy a game on Steam called the Slingshot VR.
Well, that sounds
virtual dumb. Reality slingshot carnival ride.
Next.
Okay, we have the, here are two games back to back that came out both this week and see which one you would rather play. There's a game called Table Tennis VR or VR Ping Pong. Which one is your choice?
Can I go take a nap through the rest of this?
I'm almost done. Hang with me. You're a fan of the Fruit Ninja games on the iPhone and iPad?
Not really.
Never mind. Well, if you were, the Fruit Ninja VR is the game for you this week. Fun, right? Okay, one more VR game.
Next.
One more VR game. Chess. Virtual reality chess. Whoa. It's here, guys. It's here. It's time.
Nope.
Okay, how about, here's one for you. I think this is an Australian sport. I could be terribly wrong. But for the PC as well, Cricket Captain 2016. Is cricket big over
that
there?
That is big, yeah. Yes,
I thought I was right on that.
Have you researched it?
I did not.
You probably have a note right there.
No, I don't. Look at mine. Have you ever played cricket, Gareth?
Yes, I have.
Is it fun? Is it?
I've played cricket, Adam.
You have?
Yes.
I don't even know what it means, even. I had to watch YouTube videos before I talked about it. Really? You can't just go to Walmart and buy a cricket set.
Sometimes you can.
Is it? Now, which one is older, baseball or cricket? Honestly, I have no idea. I didn't do that much research.
No, cricket's older.
I think cricket might be older. Yeah.
It's like old.
Yeah.
Okay. There was someone recently or quite recently that died from a cricket injury, right?
Yeah, I heard about Australian that. Got hit in the head.
Or the ball's being thrown that fast,
yeah,
that hard?
Yeah, fastball bounced and he turned away from it, hit him right in the back of the bottom
crazy.
Of the skull. And
did they wear helmets like in baseball?
Yeah, yeah, really? Yeah. He had a helmet up and just
wow,
a freak accident. Yeah,
wow.
So put him into a coma and then unfortunately died a couple of days later.
Yeah. Wow. Well, to bring that one back up, cricket captain 2016.
That does it for this week.
I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. Oddly enough, no Xbox One exclusives or no Wii U exclusives this week, but there is a PS4 and Xbox One, sideways compatible game called Carmageddon Max Damage. Do you guys ever play Carmageddon back in the 90s?
Oh, I did, yeah.
That's my favorite Def Leppard song.
But Carmageddon has a remake on the PS4 and the Xbox One.
Carmageddon.
It was very controversial back in the day.
Was,
it was like you're driving and you got points for hitting people. I think the older person you hit, the more points you got.
There was an electrified
game.
Car that if you got close enough to a person, it shot a bolt out and killed them.
Yeah, he knows.
I think that might have been one of the on the banned list.
Yeah, I think it was. I think it was as well.
Well, you guys are just teasing all over the place.
Last but not least, for the new releases, if you want to call it that, a movie I've never seen, but I think I should, called The Warriors. They had a game for that by Rockstar. Mm-hmm. Comes out for the PS2 15 years ago, and now they've had a real release in the HD format on the PS4 for The Warriors. I've never seen that movie.
Good movie.
They're talking about a TV show, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Like a Netflix exclusive or something, or what? Mm-hmm. I can see that.
Probably like a tonight on CBS.
Great 70s movie, though.
That's what it seems. Mm-hmm. The visuals are cool.
Mm-hmm. That's funny you say that, because when you were talking about Carmageddon, I was thinking about Death Race 3000.
Right, yeah. Yeah, wasn't Stallone in there? Uh-huh. I think his name was Frankenstein or something
Who
like
just
that.
Turned 70 this week.
He did, I saw that. Stallone is 70. Wow. So are you a gamer at all, Gareth? You play video games at
I
all?
I am, yes. Yeah.
You're a PC guy, PS4, Xbox?
PS4.
It's all good.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, there's a look of sadness.
You know what? It's because he knows what's up.
I'm almost there. I'm close to it. There's a game coming out next month, maybe a system seller for me. I'll talk about it in a bit. But I think that's a system seller. Mm. What are your favorite games on the PS4 right now? What are you playing?
Battlefront.
Nice,
yeah,
okay.
Get onto that.
And, I'm on the fence for that. I should do it. I'm a huge Star Wars fan, mm-hmm. but... Is it good? Is it worth
it's good.
I've heard very good and very bad things about it.
There's a lot of DLC coming out progressively throughout the year.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
Good stuff that's coming out on it. But also Fallout. Fan.
It's funny, we'll talk about Fallout in Australia in a bit. You may know about this, but I didn't know anything about it. It's a fun little correlation of Fallout in Australia. We'll talk about it. Yeah. Let's go into gaming news.
Do you have the Fallout DLC news coming up too?
No, I do not, but it happened. That's the final Fallout DLC, you know.
Yeah.
Did you hop on that?
I'm going to.
Okay. Well,
as soon as I finish the regular game.
That could be your news for gaming news.
I get my own story?
Yeah.
Oh. What are we doing?
Gaming news, you know.
Oh. I've never done this in front of people.
Stage fright.
I know what you're looking for. Where is
I don't know what to do. Well, there's no batteries in the megaphone.
No megaphone, no chewy hand.
Amy could do it.
We have
you
a
guys could do it together.
News.
You guys could do it together.
Do it together. Come on.
Yeah.
Give a tandem gaming news. This man just ate anchovy paste for you. That's the least you
true.
Can do.
That's true.
That's true.
I will not sleep for 3 days now.
Yeah. The goiter is slowly growing, which we played the word goiter a few days ago in a game we played. That's why it's still in my brain.
No? Another word I can't remember as well.
Yeah, a lot of words.
Yeah.
What did you guys do together?
We played a card game, almost like Cards Against Humanity, called Aqua Turtle, I think it was.
Oh, I know.
And it wasn't as dirty as Cards Against Humanity, but it was on the line.
On the cusp.
Yeah. It was kind of like Taboo. You had to make them say the dirty word, and there were four or five words
that
below that you could not
say.
Well,
yeah.
But anyway.
Sounds like a game you would excel at.
Hey.
What?
It didn't do too well. I think we lost. It was a boys versus girls.
Yeah.
I think the boys lost.
Yeah.
Because you love the dirty words.
We just start shouting out dirty words like Tourette's.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Well, you guys not going to help?
No. Wow. They're backing up.
Can we at least do Garara?
Garara. Will you do that? No.
Right.
Perfect.
Give it to me.
Do you want me to do one?
Yeah, do the
Garara?
Garara.
The what?
His Garara word.
Yeah.
Garara.
Garara.
There you go.
But you have to do it.
Garara.
There we go. Yeah, nice. All right. Gaming news.
That was so much more work than it should have been.
I'm sorry.
You know, there's many special things came out this week. A lot of news and games we talked about. Special virtual reality things. Even a Carmageddon remake. But the big one. I'm going to say for the gaming news, it's called Pokemon Go. Have you played Pokemon Go yet?
I have not played it yet,
yeah.
But just in the last 4 hours, I've had so much exposure to Pokemon Go, I feel like I have played it.
5 minutes before we sat down to record this specific show, I was walking down the street and passed two full-grown men with their cell phones in their hand looking for the same Squirtle I just captured. I didn't tell them I already captured that Squirtle, but it happened.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys will have fun in prison together. Well, once you captured it, like, they can't?
I don't think... I'm still trying to figure that out. It's first off, it's in beta, and it's still kind of glitchy, so, but I think once the thing's in full release, I think once you catch it, it's it goes on to a different place, I believe. Hmm. And so what this is, it's kind of a GPS-based mobile game for your cell phone or your tablet, and you're playing a have you ever played a Pokemon game at all? Any guys? No? Mm-hmm. Not so much? Imagine imagine walking around a fictional city, and you're capturing these magical creatures, and you capture them in your Pokeball. Hang with me here. I don't have to stretch. This Pokeball, you capture them, and you train them and build them up, and you fight with them. You know, you have actual battles with your pets, your Pokemon, your pocket monsters. That's what it stands for in Japan.
This sounds like your pickup lines from junior high school.
Have you seen my pocket monster like that? No?
Would you like to see my Pokeball? You want to get captured by my Pokeball?
Well, why middle school? That's kind of creepy. Anyway, so it is GPS-based, so you're actually having to physically walk.
Wait, are you using those lines now?
No. You're having to physically walk down the street into stores, and even in your house. I had one in my bed last night. I did.
A Pokeball?
I had a Charmander in my bed last night.
Or a Pocket Monster.
Maybe both. But the actual gym, which is where you train your Pokemon and build them up, is for some reason in this city we're in now, it's by an elementary school. So you've got to be close to the elementary. They've got to change that soon. I think it's randomly generated where things are, I'm pretty sure. And I think that was just a random bad occurrence where this.
A lot of people are going to end up on a watch list.
Just a row of guys in the back with their cars facing backward, their cell phones out. But yeah, check out Pokemon Go. It's pretty. It's revolutionary. I'm not saying it's a game changer, but it's a different take on augmented reality gaming. It's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like I said, we're at 9 p.m. at night. I'm walking down the street and I see two guys coming at me. Normal, you know, brain function would say, "Uh oh." Keep your wallet in your pants, but these guys are looking for Pokemon as well.
I know. Yeah. Do you think they'd rather be on a date?
Well, there are some girls that are, you know, intrigued by how many Pokemon you've caught.
That's true. My niece is 20. She was playing this game earlier.
That's all I'm saying.
She was trying to find a water tower in Dixon, Tennessee.
Did you guys find any in the restaurant you were in?
There was one on our table.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And so it's cool. It's all like a digital screen, but once you find the Pokemon, it goes into your actual camera, and so the Pokemon are kind of inserted into your real camera. I'm going to find one soon so you guys can see it.
Hmm.
Hang with me. I was talking about the PS4.
You just caught one, right?
Yeah, but it went away. Like, once I got him in my Pokeball, he's trapped until I take him. Don't make me say stuff like that. Damn it.
Once I get you in my Pokeball, you will be trapped for life.
Until I go to the elementary school and release him to train. That's what's going to happen.
It puts the lotion.
Like you guys said, you have PS4s. I'm an Xbox One guy. But I think next month, I'm going to look into buying a PS4. Have you heard of a game called No Man's Sky? Have you guys heard of that yet? This is the one with the almost unlimited amounts. It's every single planet you can discover. Think of it like a huge, vast galaxy. And the actual number is, I believe, 18 quintillion planets. I don't even know how many zeros that is. Sounds like a hell of a lot of zeros.
Eight?
18 quintillion. A quint? It's a five, right? No, is that eight? Six. I'm bad with my quints. What is that?
Oh, yeah, because eight would be oct.
Oct.
So quint would be six.
Either way, a lot of planets. So 18 quintillion planets randomly generated. It's kind of like a space exploration game where every single person's game experience will be totally different from the other. So, yeah, check out No Man's Sky. Been in development for 4 years. The game just went gold, and they're releasing it next month in the first week of August. I'm pretty excited.
Only on PS4.
Yeah, it is. This isn't very game-related, but you can buy some cheap games on there. Do you guys remember Amazon Prime Day from last year? Do you remember that at all?
Oh, it's coming up. July 18th?
July 12th. 12th. Well, next week. So they're saying now, this because they got a lot of backlash last year for how bad and kind of overhyped Amazon Prime Day was. And this year they say they'll have much better deals on all electronics and even home goods and video games. So...
any Pokeballs?
Hey, you know what? Maybe so. Maybe I'll buy those there. Are you a Nintendo fan at all, Gareth? What do you think of Nintendo in general? Were you like us? I mean, 20 years ago you liked it,
yeah,
and
first
as time
console
goes on.
Was Nintendo with Mario Brothers. So
right,
sort of bought up on that.
It was good. Do you think that's have they lost their crowd and not kept up with them, or have they just always been about the little kids and that's why we don't like it? Is that what happened?
I mean, I think they've found that market and they've just ran with it.
Yeah.
I mean, how many generations of Mario
are out there?
Like?
And there's only so much you can keep up with that. But this week they have a new patent, Nintendo does, for a handheld gaming device with a single... See if this sounds familiar at all. It's a handheld device with a single screen and a touchscreen control to it. Does that sound... What a great patent that sounds like, right?
What?
Have you ever, weird.
They can't patent that.
They just patent. I'm sure it's much more detailed and more articulate than I'm saying, but the main functions, it's a single screen device with touch controls on it. Like an iPhone or an Android from whatever ago.
The Power Glove.
No touchscreen, though. Not really. But I think the DS days are done. They've revamped that thing 10 times over in the past decade, so this is their new handheld device. That's all I have for gaming news, but we're going to kind of transition into some Australian gaming stuff, shall we?
Australian gaming news.
You know, I did a lot of research on banned Australian games because I've always been intrigued, and the few people I've played games with online from Australia, their main topic is how most of the good games are banned over there, and they're mad about that. So I did some research. I don't have the full list, of course, because that would take a long time, but some games I had no idea that were banned over there in Australia, and I believe, unless I'm wrong, to this day are still banned, such as Blitz the League, an American football game. Have you ever played Blitz? You may have never heard of that, but you know Blitz the League, right? Yeah, it's a... So Madden is more of a sports simulation for football, and Blitz is more arcadey, where you can be more violent, give guys leg drops, and stuff like that. But Blitz the League is banned in Australia. So he's never even heard of it. That's crazy.
That's crazy. Yeah. There's really nothing controversial about that game whatsoever.
Not so much. It's just extra violent. So I've noticed in the list I've read, violence is a very big reason for banning over there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But the movies over there are pretty much... No, is the movie like rating system the exact same? Is there a PG-13 and R?
It's... MA-15.
Oh, really?
And R-rated.
And do they use the PEGI system over there? I've heard that for England.
No, that's England, yeah.
I know they use that.
Ours is just the normal sort of G-rated PG.
Really?
MA-15+, and then R-rating, and then,
I always hear PEGI-15. I don't know what that means,
Then Cinemax.
Right, yeah. and then beyond that. Manhunt, you know, the classic Rockstar game Manhunt, is banned in Australia. You've seen that probably. Manhunt 2, even more so, it's banned across the world in most countries. But Manhunt, the first one, never was released, apparently, in Australia. Mm. I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Uber violent, of course, as we've seen.
It's one where you can kill a guy with a plastic bag.
It's very, like, the whole thing is you're on a game show for the most part. This was in the late 90s, early 2000s, whenever the new concept of reality TV and, you know, that voyeurism was kind of a big thing. And Manhunt was you as an actual inmate, and you had to kill the other inmates, the last person standing to live, was released and set free, and it was very
violent. Of the Running Man, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. What were you going to say, JP?
Oh, I just think this proves that the American culture is more obsessed with violence.
Right. Yeah. It's weird because for me, I think, why is it banned? But when I explain why I've read it's banned in Australia, I'm like, wow, that should be banned in the whole world, probably.
Yeah.
You just kill a guy with a sharp, you know, razor blade and put a bag over his head. No big deal.
Yeah.
Fallout 3 at first was banned in Australia, they say. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that was the term morphine, the actual drug morphine, was changed to Med-X. So when the game first came out, it was called morphine, the actual drug. We all know Med-X. If you played Fallout at all, you know the term and the actual drug Med-X.
Med-X.
At first it was morphine. They actually called it morphine. That's what it's supposed to be. And so in Australia, everywhere in the world was fine with the term morphine, but in Australia they deemed that excessive drug use. Mm-hmm. So they banned it. Just to make it easier for the whole uniformity of the whole game, for the whole world, they changed the term morphine from Australia to Med-X. That's what we have Med-X for in Fallout 4 even.
Oh, wow.
Weird, huh, for morphine. What do you think? Morphine has some kind of trademark or something to it?
Somebody trademark morphine?
It's possible, right? So, like I said, a huge list of games banned in Australia. We can't go through all those, but there are some other games developed in Australia. I had no idea. A lot of game development companies in Australia. You said you were a big fan of Back to the Future when you were a child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You also said you were a fan of the original NES, the old black and gray console. Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3 for the NES were all developed from Australian companies.
So that's who to blame.
Yeah. L.A. Noire, which is produced and distributed by Rockstar. They were actually produced. I mean, the actual game was made by Team Bondi, which is from Sydney, Australia. Mm-hmm. Did you play L.A. Noire? It was so good.
I have not, no.
Man, as far as like graphics for the 360 and the PS3 era, fantastic.
It would be interesting to see what they could do with the new generation.
Oh, yeah.
Now.
I mean, this was, almost 5 years ago, and my mind was still blown seeing that. So yeah, L.A. Noire was made there. The Beavis and Butthead game, of all games, was made in Australia. Now, was that a popular cartoon over there in Australia?
It was, yeah.
Beavis and Butthead, really? Mm-hmm. Huh.
Yeah, that took off.
Do you remember that game? I love that game so much.
Beavis and Butthead to America?
Just the Beavis and Butthead game. Yeah, for the Genesis and the Super Nintendo.
Remember that. There was the Do America game, right?
Well, that was just the movie. I don't think they had a game based off
the
movie.
Oh, I thought they did.
I don't think.
Maybe I just remember the Beavis and Butthead.
Maybe so. And here's, last but not least, probably my favorite game of all time, BioShock Infinite. is mostly made by people from Australia. The actual, they were called 2K Australia, and they converted it into Irrational Games, and they made BioShock Infinite. Have you played the BioShock franchise at all?
I did, yeah. Was blown away by the first one.
Fantastic. Like I said, I can go on for days about my love for Australian gaming, but I'll leave it here.
Next week, can we get someone from East Germany on?
If you want.
We could talk about stuff developed in Germany.
If you want, we could. But I was just, in the research, I was blown away of the banned Australian games. That's just, it's interesting. So tell me this, if you import a game that is banned there, is that considered illegal or bad, or is that totally fine to do? Because if things are legal here and you import that in, you have like an illegal thing in your house, I would think that's not a good idea.
Like, take this Vegemite, for instance. Yeah.
Some of them they ban, they're just sort of redoing, like, sort of, they're heavily regulated.
Right,
but
I've
read
that, yeah.
Buy them overseas and get them posted over. Uh-huh. Normally, Australia Post, which is like equivalent of US Postal Service, only check about 4% of the postage coming into the country. So, it's sort of,
Wow. Maybe we don't want that to get out.
that's their biggest secret, that country.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That is all I have for Gamers Corner. I could go on for days about that, but it's, good list. Mm. Good ban. Check out the banned games in Australia. Like I said, you've never heard of Blitz the League before. Mm. That's it's not good.
Might be able to get it now.
You're not missing out.
Oh, it's
terrible. It's a terrible game. It's terrible.
But L.A. Noire, you should check out.
Yeah.
That is a good game.
Yeah, and that wasn't banned there. It was just made there. So it's
right.
good. Yeah.
So this was announced this week. Marvel is bringing back the Great Lakes Avengers.
Right, yeah. Which, I mean...
Do you even know the Great Lakes Avengers?
Not many people should.
No, this came out, what was it, an 80 or 91, 92?
Yeah, probably.
Somewhere in there? Basically, it's a team of haphazard superheroes who are funded by a supermodel called Big Bertha. Because she's big.
Yeah.
Now. And it was the Great Lake Avengers, and Marvel has announced that they are going to bring back and revamp the Great Lakes Avengers.
Isn't that funny? Like, this was probably around the same time they were almost bankrupt in the early 90s, and they were just throwing everything they could out there.
Uh-huh.
And now the exact opposite is happening. They have so much money, they can just bring back terrible characters like that again. It's kind of funny. It's the full circle of comic life.
It is.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what they can do with it.
Yeah, much like Guardians of the Galaxy, the exact same thing. I mean, that was a hard time for them when they had that stuff out there. You know, they had even their big comics, like Captain America and Iron Man, weren't doing so hot, so they tried something new and fresh like Guardians. Of course, that flopped as well. But now, since they have the excess money, they bring out fantastic movies like Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're bringing on a new Iron Man in Marvel.
Right.
Iron Lady.
Right.
Iron Lady.
Iron Girl. She's not
Iron Girl. She's
still a minor, yeah.
15-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Going to be Iron. Have you seen this?
No.
15-year-old girl.
News story in the last
stuff like that is just such a stretch. It's only for publicity. Can we say that?
Well, I think she comes in. I think it's a lot what they're going to do with Spider-Man.
Don't be apologetic about this.
No, listen. I think I'm right about this. I think it's a lot how they're doing Spider-Man in the MCU. You know, he kind of buddies up with Tony Stark. Tony Stark helps him develop some things, and then he goes off and is his own person, basically.
Mm.
I think that's what you're going to see happen with this teen girl as Iron Man. Like, she's using Iron Man technology. She has Iron Man armor, but I think after the Civil War II event, she will become probably an Iron Hero, like a War Machine or Iron Patriot, but I think she will be her own. I don't think Tony Stark has not been replaced forever as Iron Man.
Yeah.
So,
huh.
I think a lot of the backlash to this, because there's a lot.
Right.
There's a lot of internet backlash to this.
Yeah, any kind of change whatsoever, it's going to happen. But,
I
think the fans know at this point it's temporary. It's not going to last. It's only to cause a buzz.
It's a great way to introduce a new character. If you want to bring some attention to a new character, have her be Iron Man.
Right. And totally different.
Yeah.
And this is making news on CNN, it's on there. You know, it's like worldwide news because they've changed so drastically.
Yeah.
You know, if Iron Man had a new villain and traveled to Zimbabwe, that wouldn't make the headlines, but this is going to make it happen.
That's true.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see what they do with that.
Yeah. How long, though? I mean, I remember whenever Spider-Man/Peter Parker died, that was, what, a year and a half, 2 years?
Right.
And Dr. Octopus took his body, his insides. People were so mad about that.
But who's back?
Yeah, Peter Parker's back.
Peter Parker's back.
It always happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Tony Stark's not going away in the Marvel comics. That would be dumb. But this is a fantastic way to spotlight a new character that will eventually be her own hero post. Yeah, I think she is probably in the Iron Suit through the Civil War II event. Mm-hmm. And then after Civil War II, she will do her own thing.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a great way. Like I said, I mean, I think it's pretty smart, actually. It's kind of like having Captain America be a Hydra agent.
Hey.
What?
That's not a good thing.
I didn't say that.
It's not a good thing. That's a very bad thing.
And in Suicide Squad news,
yeah.
They are all over the cover of the new Entertainment Weekly coming out. Mm-hmm. Have you seen these covers?
I've seen a few,
they
yeah.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're really good.
They always covers. Have the good scoop. Entertainment yeah. Weekly. They even put some Rogue Squadron stuff out recently.
And there's a new, let's see if I can find it here. There's a brand new Hot Toys.
Oh, yeah?
Suicide Squad Joker collectible. If I can
really?
Get to come up here, I'll show you.
I thought of that earlier today, yeah.
Yeah, the 1/6 scale.
Yeah.
I just have you seen it?
I don't have $300 to spend on those every time.
It looks so great. If you want to see it, you can go to our website or our Facebook page, facebook.com/AdamandJP, and we've got pictures of the Oh, here it comes. Have you said you've seen, you
yeah,
saw these?
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. These look great. So go check that out. Well, Gareth, I appreciate you being on the show.
No, thank you very much for having
fun.
Me.
I hope this was everything you thought it would be.
It was, yeah.
No, can we do a quick personality quiz before he goes, though?
Oh, absolutely. Go ahead.
No pressure. top 5 comic characters, general. Go. Bam. No pressure. No right or wrong answers. I think it tells a lot about someone's personality by their favorite characters. We talked about this at length on the show here, and I think it tells a lot.
After Batman, Joker, Harlequin.
Okay.
Very
DC heavy, like you said.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Then Iron Man and Captain America.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wow, and that's pretty order. Awesome.
Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. So. Amy, who are yours?
Once again, there is no Amy.
What? There is no Amy. Yeah. Batman?
Everyone loves Batman.
Superman?
Some people love Superman.
Huh? What is that?
There you go. I like these people. I like them. Yeah.
Incredible Hulk?
Okay, good. Yeah. Good save. Good save.
I think she's playing favorites. I think you should go home.
Mm-hmm.
When you get home, actually stay here as long as you can.
Yeah, please.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
If my passport accidentally falls in the toilet and accidentally gets flushed, and
there you go.
Uh oh, I don't know how I got burned.
Yeah, no. Oops.
somebody trapped it in their Pokeball.
Let's go to the
and
school.
Now I can't go home.
Go. Gotta go to the school to release it. They've got to change that location, man. I don't want to do that.
Hey, I do want to mention this before you go. And if you don't want to talk about it, you just say, and we'll take it out. You actually serve in the Air Force.
I do.
In Australia.
Yep, in the Royal Australian Air Force. Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that very cool?
Wow. For how long?
It was 8 years.
Wow.
Just gone in May.
Wow.
So, yeah.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. And you've traveled the world.
Yeah, I was in the Middle East in 2014, and yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Done a lot of stuff with American forces as well. So.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I think that's something we lose sight of here. Because I think, you know, when you see coverage of, like, Afghanistan and, you know, the Middle East or whatnot, and we know that there are American troops there, but there is a unified force.
Right.
And there has been the entire time. And there's several countries being represented.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of Australian troops involved, especially the Air Force.
Yeah, heaps. And especially the all the different bases in and around sort of Afghanistan as well. And now moving across into Iraq. But yeah, there's heaps in everywhere. Especially if you go to Kabul, like that's just the multinational base. It's surprising what countries are involved in it and all working as one. Which is good. So,
I just thought that was very cool. Yeah. I wanted to mention it.
Yeah.
Because I think it's cool.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah. It is, yeah, without a doubt.
He does cooler things than we do.
Very much so.
I sit in a hot garage. I don't do anything fine. I don't do anything to help anyone.
Yeah, I just walk the streets looking for virtual Pokemon. That is my life.
Wow.
Well,
thanks for coming on our show.
Time to reevaluate.
Look like assholes. You are welcome back anytime.
Yes, please come
back. Thank you so much.
Amy, since you live here, I expect you to come over every week and sit in the corner and not say a word.
Not a peep.
Let me get a squeak.
I think even when she's not here, which she may or may not be here right now, leave that up to you. We should have her at the show every time, even if she's not here. What do you, Amy?
That's a good one, right, Amy?
Do you remember?
I think I heard her laugh.
There we go.
I heard her laugh.
You remember the Tom Green show? Do you remember the time back in the 90s on MTV?
Yeah.
He had, I think, was his name Glenn? It was just a guy that would sit in the window with a coffee mug.
Yeah.
Never said a word. And just sat in the corner and laughed. Glenn? That's all you do. Amy's a resident Glenn.
That's true.
Like it.
We could maybe give her own segment.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just
quiet corner with Amy.
Yeah. Amy.
Right. Let's go to the quiet corner with Amy. That's what I thought.
All right, Amy. Thanks for that. All right. Very awesome.
Check us out online, AdamandJP.com.
Don't forget Facebook.com/AdamandJP and Twitter and Instagram at AdamandJP as well.
I'm Jay Patrick. That's Adam.
This is the Adam and JP Show.
Face Sealer.
This has been a production of the Adam and JP family of On Demand Talk Radio.
AdamandJP.com.
Right now.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network, your station for all things geek, classic, current, and beyond. Be part of the crew at esonetwork.com.